Even though Teresa Halbach went missing in Manitowoc County, the investigation into the fate of the 25-year-old is being handled by the Calumet County Sheriff's Department and that county's district attorney. That's because Stephen Avery has a pending lawsuit against Manitowoc County. He's suing for damages after spending almost two decades in prison. He was released after DNA evidence exonerated him for a sexual assault. Calumet County Sheriff Jerry Poggle says the case is now a homicide. Bone fragments and bits of teeth were found on the Avery family's 40-acre auto salvage lot. Poggle says blood was also found in the woman's car, which was among the wrecked vehicles. Blood was also found in buildings on the Avery property.
Also, the key that was used to start Teresa Halbach's vehicle was found in Stephen Avery's bedroom.
Poggle says the evidence is being analyzed by the state crime lab. The bones and teeth have been identified as being those of an adult human female, but they have not yet been positively ID'd as belonging to Halbach. Stephen Avery is being held in the Calumet County Jail on gun charges. He has two burglary convictions, and felons are not allowed to own guns. In an interview shortly before he was taken into custody Wednesday, Avery said he was afraid local authorities were trying to frame him.
If they planted evidence and got my fingerprints or whatever, you know, the cops, they know what to do, where to put it. How do I know what they did with that vehicle after they took it?
Teresa Halbach disappeared on Halloween. She came to the salvage lot to take pictures of a van Stephen Avery was selling. Avery's wrongful conviction spurred a package of reforms that is now making its way through the legislature. It includes new guidelines for police to follow during interrogations. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.